In this segment, in the aftermath of the radical Islamic terrorism attacks in Brussels, we're going to examine terrorism and how it's reacted to by the locations attacked and even threatened by it. We're going to start by exploring a level I think most discount and even ignore via the belief that it's a problem to be dealt with, quote, over there, rather than in any particular backyard. To do this, we bring in a former three-time mayor of Edison, New Jersey. He also represented New Jersey's 18th district in the state assembly. He's currently a senior partner with law firm Chasea Shanian and Gia Tomasi. We say good morning to George Spadoro. Good morning, George.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great to have you here to provide some insight into what I think, like I said in the intro, is a bit of an overlooked aspect of defense. Take us back. As I said, you were a three-term mayor of Edison, and you were in office on the day of September 11th, which obviously is in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. How did that day impact your area and what you had to oversee, and how much of a system was in place to properly respond to what was being mandated for you to do?
Well, you know, 9/11 changed everything when it comes to the responsibilities of mayors, governors throughout the country. The time before 9/11 was a different part of our history. Yes, we thought about terrorism, but as you indicated in your intro, we thought about it as an issue that was over there. Post 9/11, we began to seriously consider the chance that there could be a terrorist attack, you know, within the jurisdiction of our communities, and that's whether you're in a big city or a small city anywhere in our country. And we began at that time to put in programs to begin to deal with the problem proactively. And as you know, the problem is not solved and continues to be a risk to soft targets throughout the country.
And you also had to respond, and I don't know if this relates one way or another, but you had a natural gas explosion in Edison that took 1,500 residents out of their normal day-to-day life. How much of September 11th brought about the guidance you needed to deal with that situation?
Well, you raise a good point. I mean, look, there are two aspects to dealing, maybe at least two aspects from a mayor's standpoint. One is, you know, managing what I'll call what happens after, and whether that is organizing a regional law enforcement response and emergency response to care for people that may be injured in the accident or terrorist threat. Those kinds of duties and responsibilities can only be perfected with understanding what they are and practicing. So following 9/11, we as a community exercised a number of major drills to deal with potential mass casualty accidents, whether they be natural disasters or terrorist acts. In addition to that, after 9/11, you had to begin to deal with how to prevent these sorts of crimes from being committed. And candidly, there are certain things you can do to minimize the risk of certain types of calamities that are not crimes. For example, in Edison, we have a large and vibrant chemical manufacturing industry. And working closely with the owners of those facilities, we dealt with issues about what types of accidents could occur and how to manage those accidents after they occurred. And the same thing occurred with 9/11. Post 9/11, we began to cooperate with the FBI and the Anti-Terrorism Task Force to deal with gathering intelligence on a local level, sharing intelligence amongst law enforcement communities, so that you're better equipped to hopefully prevent the kind of terrible terrorist acts that have happened in San Bernardino, Paris, or most recently in Brussels.
So a former three-term mayor of Edison, New Jersey, former state legislator for New Jersey's 18th District, George Spadoro, is also a senior partner with law firm Chasea Shanian and Gian Tomasi, and their website is csglaw.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking back at those events, when the mayor of Edison, New Jersey, calls out, hey, could use some help over here, how serious is that call taken by those who you have needs from, or does it take some cajoling and convincing before you get the support, the guidance, and the tools that you need?
Well, you know, one of the things we learned both from the natural disaster you referred to, which was the massive gas explosion, and 9/11, is that you know, communications, both intra-community, that is communications between your law enforcement, your fire, your emergency response, and your police, needs to be at the highest level possible. And then also you need to have intergovernmental relationships that are actually used before the events, so that when an event occurs, you know who to call and they know how to respond. In the case of Edison, we had extraordinary cooperation. For example, when we had our natural gas explosion, at that time it was Governor Whitman's administration. We go back a few years, and her administration and, candidly, the Federal Department of Transportation, and that was the Clinton administration, both cooperated fully with the regional response that we needed in Edison to deal with that problem. We also received a regional response from other police departments in central New Jersey, as well as fire response personnel in central New Jersey. So it's not uncommon to get the kind of assistance you need, but it is important for a mayor of a community to have an understanding of what types of resources are available and how to get them, be in contact with them in the event that something does happen.
So you're a proponent, a vocal proponent of a product from Hitachi. It's a visualization system, which by its description, I guess, it could be dismissed negatively as profiling. But the difference, I think, is with what Hitachi has here, it's gathering and developing direction to look through fact, as opposed to visualizing, oh, that looks like a problem. Instead, explain a little more what this system, how it operates, and what it can provide and is already providing law enforcement and other areas that's where safety and threats are something they have to deal with.
Well, let me say this. Really what it is a continued use of data that's available from various sources, legally available from various sources, and analyzing that data in a way that it can be presented to law enforcement personnel in a way that they can recognize such issues as areas that may be sensitive to certain types of crimes. For example, it's not uncommon in a community to have a rash of burglaries in one particular neighborhood. Well, it's important for your local police department to have available what that neighborhood is, the times when those events occurred, so they can better, the police chief and the mayor can talk about what additional manpower is necessary to prevent future burglaries from occurring in that particular area, for example. And you can take that really for any type of crime. And, you know, you mentioned that, the word profiling, which, of course, has gotten a bad name in recent years. But we have to remember that good law enforcement is about profiling. It's about using information to determine a likely perpetrator of a crime. And the control here is the manner in which that information is used must be in accordance with the law of the United States and the law of the state of New Jersey. And provided you're doing that, it's important that you do some level of profiling, because in order to do your job, you must do it. You know, the best example is El Al Airlines, known internationally as probably one of the safest airlines in the world to fly. They spend an enormous amount of time before a person gets on the plane to determine whether the type of person, their background, other information they can learn would put them in a higher level of being a potential perpetrator of a crime. And that's important. It has to be done. And so it's using data legally in accordance with our Constitution to better equip police so that when they are responding to a crime, they can do a better job, and more importantly, that they can proactively prevent crimes from being committed.
And it's good to hear that there are tools available for law enforcement and local security at every level. And Mayor Spadaro just described one of the many tools that are there to be utilized, and hopefully it sometimes takes something bad to happen to motivate, but hopefully the recent bad will bring about a stronger motivation to battle back against the bad. We've been joined this morning by current three-term mayor of Edison, New Jersey. He also spent time in the state assembly for the 18th District for New Jersey. George Spadaro, thanks so much for your insight this morning and help us better understand how every community has to respond and preserve and protect and take the proactive steps that are necessary. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.